At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. Up in here.
Oh my gosh. It is just another manic Monday for you people out there. I saw something that I think is very, very true. And it is that it was like a meme that all of January is like a Monday. Right?
It is. I don't know.
I feel like it. January is like the worst month ever. It is like so funky, and it's like you got to do all that stuff that you put off doing during the holidays, and it's like the worst weather. Everyone is in like a crap-tastic
mood. Everybody's sick.
Everyone's sober. You know, everyone's like dry January, so they're not very funny.
It's so true. You're so right.
Yeah,
I keep meeting people that are like, oh, I'm on dry January. I'm like, not me. Aren't you jealous? Because they are, by the way. They're like, I cannot wait till February 1st. I'm like, why don't you do dry February? It's a short month. Better.
Right. Yeah. So bring on the February.
Although I'll tell you, on this clean eating kick, I am trying to curb the alcohol a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm only, you know, doing it 3 times a week.
Yeah. Well, I have
a glass of wine here.
I have the funk. I have the funk so bad I have not drank.
Oh.
That's bad. You guys. That's really bad.
You know what?
Usually I'm like, a little tequila and orange juice is good for it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
That doesn't even appeal to me.
Oh. Yeah. It's like you're already on the shot.
I know.
Yeah. I heard that doesn't make an alcohol appeal either.
I know. But everyone's,
who knows?
You know, everyone's big in those shoddy shots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Getting skinny mini. Anything happened to you this week that is worthy of talking about besides being in your house stuck with like the Aleve cold and sinus, which, by the way, my mother-in-law also is as sick as you are.
Yeah.
Actually, she's worse because you look really good now and you sound great. But
God bless ya.
She is really in the funk. And so I asked her last night, I said, so have you taken the Aleve? I think they call it sinus and cold now. It used to be called cold and sinus. But
yeah,
she was like, no. She's like, I took everything else. It's fine. I've already taken it all. I said, no, actually, this is the only thing that you should be taking.
Yeah.
And it's true. We've all tried it all.
And listen, you got to get it from the pharmacy behind the counter, and they treat you like a crackhead when you ask for it.
And then you feel like a crackhead
you
when
do.
You take it.
They're like, they asked me and they were like, oh, it's on the shelf. I'm like, no, I see it. It's back there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, you need ID. I'm like, do I look
okay?
Like, yeah, I have ID.
Hey, I got carded at Trader Joe's again.
You're a liar.
I did. I got carded at Trader Joe's the other day.
Are you sure it was and, a Kyla?
It was me, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, it's funny because when we were in Costa Rica, I ordered like a virgin drink.
Yeah.
But I ordered it like a lava flow or something like that. And then I was like, you know, it's virgin. And they were like, oh. I was like, it's for my daughter. She's 13.
You're like, hello. I wouldn't ever be drinking all those carbs.
Right? Every time I see people ordering pina coladas, I'm always like, oh, I
God, would back in
love
the day.
To have one.
No. Yeah.
In our 20s, that's all we drank is sugary.
Apple pucker all day.
Oh, all
oh,
day.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I put the apple pucker into the Zima.
Oh, yeah.
Double duty.
Oh, we added grenadine to Zima. Made them like Shirley Temples.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No, remember we would used to get that Chambord and add it to everything?
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Oh, gosh. All the young people are like, what is this? We just drink White Claws. Mm-hmm. Like,
we didn't have that.
No, we did not.
Actually,
have
that.
We lived in a really hard, it was a really hard time in the Zima 90s, the early 2000s.
And Mike's Hard Lemonade. That was good. Yeah. They still have that, by the way.
Oh, I know.
The Mike's. Yeah. I don't think they have Zima anymore. I haven't seen it. But the Mike's Hard, I still think is good.
I still think it's good too. It's very refreshing over ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you guys had a little nostalgic, you also drank Zima with Pucker, let us know.
or that was
just us.
We hope you had your breakfast because the thought of that makes me want to throw up right now.
Oh, and so, it so does.
Yeah.
It so does.
So I apologize if I nauseated anyone with my former alcohol habits.
And other than that, this morning I got yelled at by my teenager because she couldn't find her sweatshirt that she said she put on the stairs, which is not where it goes anyways.
I love that.
And it was totally my fault. And I am the worst mom ever because the sweatshirt was nowhere to be found. And then, of course, it was found in a bag on the back of the stairs.
Right.
But I feel abused.
Yeah, I feel abused.
By my kids.
Yeah, we're doing long division around here. And I get a lot of abuse from Willow. Because I say, like, okay, remember, you know, you do this step. And she says, I know. Just let me do it. And then I say, okay. And it takes her like 5 minutes to do one problem. And she's got like 30.
Oh.
And then she comes back and is like, here you go. And I'm like, that's not the answer. And you know when you made that mistake? Right in the beginning when I told you. Remember, bring down the blah, blah, blah.
But do they do it the same way we did it?
Now they do. They went through all these other ways. I had to like watch many YouTube videos to like learn how to, you know, do the expanded, you know, whatever way. But now she's at old school long division.
Okay, good. That's how we do it here also, which is amazing. But I remember Kyla being in third, fourth grade in California and I couldn't do it. I was like, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
I have a much simpler way to teach you.
Yeah. But, so, you know.
All right. Well, crime. Let's get to crime instead of wanting to commit crime doing math problems.
Okay, Tab. Guess what state I'm visiting today?
Don't even say Texas. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, my crime next week is in Texas.
Damn it. You Texans have got to stop killing each other.
Seriously.
And we'll stop talking about ya.
Oh my gosh. It's not not okay.
Right? All right. Today's case took place back in 2007 in Bryan, Texas. Are you familiar?
No.
Okay. Bryan is a town, a population about 86,000 in 2021. Back in 2007, it was around 72,000. So it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan is kind of in between Austin and Houston.
Okay.
UK.
South.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. North, south, east, west.
I'm in the north part, you know, by the Okies.
I sort of know where you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can buy a nice single family home for under $300,000, just like the home that the two ladies that lived there on Oak Hollow Drive back in 2007. Both Geraldine and Etta Jean had lived...
Sisters?
No, they were two old ladies that both lived across the street from each other.
But they had the same middle name?
No, Geraldine and Etta Jean.
Dean and Jean? I'm confused.
Yes, there's Geraldine.
Okay.
Just Geraldine, okay?
Oh, that's the first name.
And then there's Etta Jean, like Etta. and then Jean, you know?
Okay.
Like Billy Jean,
okay, sorry.
Bobby it, Joe, Billy Sue, you know? Okay.
Yeah, Etta sorry. Jean. Just, I, okay.
People probably mostly Got called it. Her Etta, full disclosure. But I read Etta Jean, and I think that's real cute, so I'm going with that. Okay.
My stepmother-in-law's name is Marietta, and they called her Etta also when she was growing
oh,
up.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a cute name.
Okay. Well, both Geraldine and Etta Jean had lived on Oak Hollow for decades, and they were both neighbors and friends. They were also both widows. Etta Jean's children were all gone and moved away from the area, but Etta was just fine with that. She kept busy with being very involved in church and her pottery hobby. She even had...
I love a pot. I love it.
Yeah, you love a pot. You do.
I do.
She even had her own kiln.
Dude, that's extra. That's awesome.
That's the dream, okay? I can see us both like doing that like in our older years.
Yes.
Yeah.
80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I need to play tennis till I'm at least 80.
Yeah.
And then I could settle down and
Throw
do some pottery.
Pots. Yeah. Shoot. It's fun. Yeah. When Tab took ceramics in the junior college, she fancied herself quite an artist.
I was.
You were, yeah.
Did I make you a pot?
No, I saw many of your like Celtic crosses and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Okay.
Where is that one? That was my favorite one. I don't know.
Okay.
Got to find it.
Okay. So Geraldine, on the other hand, she had her hands full. No time to be doing pottery. She had her daughter, Kelly, and her grandchildren that had come upon hard times now living with her. So Geraldine and daughter Kelly had always been close, but you know, when you're a grown-ass woman and you move in with your mama, especially along with your kids, it's no shock that they didn't really get as well along as well as they usually do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, you know, Kelly and the kids were going through it. According to friends and family, Kelly had been happily married for more than a decade to her husband, Felix. The two married straight out of high school and started a family by welcoming Kelly's daughter, Melissa, right away. Melissa describes her relationship with her mother as more like best friends.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, you know.
One day I'll get there, yeah.
One day you'll get there. It's a slippery slope, though, right? Okay.
Well, I think it has to be in the older years, right?
Right. So Felix had started a successful plumbing company, and when Melissa, the daughter, was 12, Kelly had another baby, a boy named Kevin. So everything was great with their little family, that is, until Felix was convicted of child indecency.
Oh.
So side note about that, I watched an interview with Melissa, Felix's daughter, mm-hmm. and she describes the act that led up to her father's conviction as like, oh, something happened. Like he touched a female inappropriately when he was out with his friends and he did not know the girl was a minor. And for all I know, that might be accurate. But I thought to myself, if it wasn't that big of a deal, how did he end up serving hard time?
Yeah, like hard time.
Yeah.
In the prison.
So I'm just going to explain that Texas defines indecency with a child, like this is the Texas, you know, penal code, whatever, by contact that occurs when a person does either of the following: engages in contact with the breast, anus, or any part of the genitals of a child, or causes a child to engage in sexual contact with the breast, anus, or any part of the genitals with a person. So Felix was convicted of this and sentenced to 4 years in prison and is now a registered sex offender. And so I really don't know the details of what his crime was, but I suspect it was more than just a casual misunderstanding. Right.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay. But I also understand the tendency to downplay whatever happened from Felix's family members' point of view, because he has some real redeeming qualities that I will get to in a minute.
Like, is he good looking?
No. Oh. I mean, not that he's not, but that's not what is. That doesn't redeem anybody to me.
Oh, I guess not redeeming, but I mean, you know, it's hard. What I'm saying is, like, it's hard for people to, like, we were just talking about this, like Ted Bundy and
Chris Watts.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to see people for whatever reason. And I know it's shallow and asshole-ish, but it's hard to see people that have a certain look as to be monsters.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. No, that's not the case. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the whole reason why we're even getting into it is because the thing of it is, since the fallout of Felix's incarceration, wife Kelly had not been making the best choices. For example, she started hanging out with her daughter's teenage friends. She...
It's not okay, right?
She encouraged them to come over and did not discourage partying. I don't know if it began with alcohol and pot. I mean, back in my day, I knew parents who were okay with that. But I did read that she admitted to introducing her daughter's boyfriend, Christian, to meth when he was 16.
Oh.
So it's all bad, right?
It's bad.
But meth is like unbelievably bad.
That's extra bad.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I just got a call from a friend that said her son was invited to a party. They were going into ninth grade. So 14-year-old boys, right? Mm-hmm. And the parents were supplying alcohol to these children. I mean, I would have. I believe you told me
there was a bartender.
Yes. I mean, I don't even know if Kyla was in that situation, I think I would have some serious words with a parent.
Yeah, that's just saying. That's not good parenting.
It's not cool.
No, it's not. Okay. So I am sure that, you know, Grandma Geraldine didn't know about the meth. But we know she did not approve of the way Kelly was carrying on with the teenagers. You know, she knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not appropriate. And it caused a lot of tension between Kelly and Geraldine. Kelly's relationship with her daughter, Melissa, was not without tension either, which is sad because I told you, you know, she used to describe her as her best friend. But Mama Kelly broke friend code big time when she began a romantic relationship with Melissa's boyfriend, Christian, when he was just 14 years old and she was 34.
Okay. Well, she is a young mom.
She is a young mom, but that's wrong.
But that is okay. So, by the way, also, these 14-year-old boys are still boys. Like,
boys.
I see them.
Oh, yeah. It's very
They are
yeah.
little. Yes, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa says she knew something was up when Christian was at the house and she came home and found him in a locked room with her mom. I mean, I can't. Okay. From that point on,
I would die.
Yeah. She found out it wasn't something that anyone talked about, but that like everyone knew.
Everybody knew?
Everybody, like all her friends and stuff, like everybody knew, but nobody talked about because it was just so weird.
She's Stifler's mom.
Yeah, but,
but.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. Christian's parents eventually discovered this was going on because of messages that they found from Kelly, and they tried to keep him away from her. They took away his phone to stop communication, but it didn't work. They say from the time he was introduced to Kelly, they had no power. He began lying and stealing from them. And when they punished him, he would just run away and she would take him in. When they took his phone, she would get him a new one. She went as far as to change the person on his emergency contact at the school somehow. So when he would get in trouble, they called Kelly and his parents would never know. Bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Okay. They even resorted to sending him to a juvenile detention center, but he could not quit Kelly. She had power over him. And after years of fighting a losing battle, when Christian turned 18, because there was nothing at that point they could do about it, he moved in with Kelly, her two kids, and Geraldine.
Is like that other guy.
I mean, it's so weird,
the
right?
The teacher. The one with the teacher.
I don't
remember that the teacher went to prison. Wasn't she a teacher? And then they still were married after. Remember this?
Oh, Mary Kay Letourneau. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that is a whole load of things. But very similar into the fact that I think it's like they're under a spell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Manipulated by the sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's whack. Okay.
Too young of an age. Right.
The poor daughter. I mean, it's got to be super weird living with your ex-boyfriend from the eighth grade, who's now your mom's boyfriend. I mean, technically, yikes, like stepdaddy to be.
Ew.
Okay.
Gross. All of it's wrong.
Okay. All of it's wrong. Okay. So obviously, Kelly, with the drugs and the statutory raping, is not a good choice maker. We can all agree. And she went on to make more bad choices that led to even more bad choices. Kelly began defrauding her mother, Geraldine. She took her credit cards and stole money from her bank account. And her daughter and Christian were accomplices to this crime. According to the Brian Eagle newspaper, Melissa's boyfriend at the time said he was with her when she used grandma's cards. I mean, so I guess that makes him kind of accomplice too.
Yeah.
Okay. I am certainly not condoning that, but I do see how a 18-year-old Melissa, who has not had it easy and is at the encouragement of, you know, her mother, Kelly, ended up making the choice to steal from her grandmother. So on one side of the street on Oak Hollow, it's, you know, little old lady Geraldine and her toxic little clan, right? That's robbing her behind her back. And then on the other side of the street is little old lady Etta Jean and her pottery and
her
Turner
pottery.
Yeah.
Okay. Just doing her.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got the crazies across the street
and the
running amok
and the epitome of
grandma.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So in June 2007, a windstorm came through Oak Hollow Drive and it set off a bunch of alarms. The local police went from house to house just making sure everything was all right. When they got to Etta Jean's house, they could see her lying face down on the ground through the window. And so they forced their way through and it was obvious she had suffered some trauma. So to the head. That had sadly ended her life.
Oh.
At that moment, they thought it was from a really bad, like a really bad, I've fallen and I can't get up sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So her children were notified and Etta Jean was taken for an autopsy. The autopsy revealed she had actually been struck in the head 20 plus times with an object and then strangled.
Oh my gosh. Man, I'm surprised they even took her for an autopsy because sometimes they're just like, oh, old lady fell.
Well,
you know, it's just done. You know, like I'm glad they did.
Yes. So now they realize, I mean, they actually have a homicide on their hands. So they go back to her house and start treating it as a crime scene. And now they can see with like luminol that there had been a cleanup attempt.
Mm.
They just can't imagine who would quill. They just can't imagine who would kill sweet Etta Jean, right? The house didn't appear to have been burglarized. They examine her computer and see activity on a dating site. So while
a dating site,
yeah, get
grandma's dating.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. They're like, Etta was trying to get some. So while they're investigating if Miss Etta had been the victim of some like dating site devil, Mm-hmm. Her son tells police, no, actually, I was at my mom's house last week and I was the one on that site. Yeah.
They're like, we thought it was weird, yeah. But okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of a dead end. And so they're, of course, going around asking the neighbors, did you see anything suspicious over here around the time of that windstorm? So up and down the street, nobody saw anything. They went to Geraldine's residence, but nobody was home. Etta Jean's children began their own investigating and found that their mother's credit cards had been used since her body was discovered. So this led the police to the stores where the cards had been used, which were like Walmart and Kroger's. And they get the footage to see who was using the cards because that person was likely involved with killing Miss Etta Jean, right? So they were able to pull the footage and speak to the clerk who checked the suspect out, and he identified the suspect in the footage as someone he had gone to school with.
Well, it's not even that small of a town, but still kind of small, probably.
Like, I know, right?
They know who people are, right?
Okay.
It's like Ventura. Yeah, it's like Ventura. A little smaller than Ventura, and we would know a lot of people there at that age.
Right. It was Christian Olsen.
Okay. Well.
Right. From.
I thought that from across the street.
Yes.
Yes.
So they start looking into who is this Christian and discover he lives across the street. And they remember, oh, yeah, he lives in that house where we didn't actually speak to anyone when they were making their rounds. They soon find out that Christian has a record of theft and learn that he is involved romantically with Kelly, who's 20 years his senior, and that's why he's living there. They then rewatch the footage and note that she accompanied him to use Etta Jean's stolen credit cards.
She is a bad lady.
Yeah. So they need to chat with both Kelly and Christian, and they were able to do so after pulling them over in a traffic stop and bringing them to the station to question them both separately. They began interrogating Christian about where he got the stolen credit cards, and he says he found them in the gutter. They also inquire about a large gash he has taped up on his hand. And he says, oh, I was trying to fix a swing. And then the detective asked him, so why'd you hurt her? He just kind of blurts it out. And Christian.
Yeah, he's 14.
Yeah, Christian. No, he's not 14. He's 18 now.
Oh, now he's 18. Dude, he's been with this woman for 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So.
Well, now he's in real big trouble. I thought at 14. Probably be out of jail by now.
No, he was able
18?
To move in with her officially. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So when the detective asks them, you know, just why'd you hurt her? Christian responds, I don't even know why. He said he was a fucked up person, and the detectives did their detective thing and said, well, Christian, you know, we all make mistakes. Tell us what happened.
Well,
you know, they always kind of do that where they like,
yeah,
they say like, I can totally understand why you killed someone.
they make you think like, oh, yeah. If I tell you,
yeah,
it's not going to be that bad, except for the fact that it is life in prison minimum. So whether you like want to blurt it out or not, or tell them, but I do appreciate a killer actually admitting guilt.
Oh, 100%. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered.
When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust in Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust in Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So apparently Christian went over to the house under the pretense of borrowing a pan. And of course, sweet little Etta Jean, you know, gave him one. And the next day when he came back to return it, she gladly welcomed him inside, where he then bludgeoned her to death with the railroad spike he found in her garage that she used to keep her kiln propped open for her pottery.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I hate him. Oh. How could you do that to an old lady?
Oh, my God.
You are a bad person.
Quite the confession. Okay.
For what? Some crack? Meth?
For what was in her wallet?
Walmart?
Her credit cards. Yeah.
I know, but what's he buying with it?
$150. Well, I'll got a motel room and cleaning supplies.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. And she doesn't have that much money anyways. I'm sure her credit limit is not sky high.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like 500, they'll probably turn it off and be like, something's going on.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a good plan. Okay. So remember, they've got Kelly in the other room. So
Kelly's older. She's not going to say anything.
You're right. Yeah. So they tell her your boo confessed and she acted shocked. And then
yeah,
they
throw him under the bus. She's like, oh,
yeah. She's like, oh, thank God. Right. OK. So then they say something like, we're having a hard time buying the whole you're so shocked thing you got going on because you are with him in all the videos where he's using Etta Jean's stolen credit cards. Which, you know, like I said, was used to buy a bunch of cleaning supplies. So, I mean, that's super sus, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't have enough evidence to hold Kelly in connection with Etta's murder. But because they strongly suspected she was involved, they got a search warrant for her house. When they search the house, they find a lot of documents with Kelly's mother, Geraldine's, name on it. And so they ask Kelly, where's your mama at? She tells them she's visiting friends in Houston. But then they get a phone call from Kelly's ex-husband, Felix, who was pretty freshly out of prison. And he tells them, if you're looking for Geraldine, you'll find her buried in the backyard.
Stop it. She killed her own mother?
Well, that is where they found her, under a pile of brush. Kelly's story is Christian killed her mother 6 months prior because Geraldine had discovered they were fraudulating her, and she was mad about it. Imagine that. And he was scared she would call the police. In court, daughter Melissa's boyfriend at the time testified that Kelly told him and Melissa what happened and made them swear to secrecy. And they did so because Kelly told them if they didn't, that Child Protective Services would take away her young son, Kevin. He was like 5. So additionally, Melissa said she was afraid that they would all get in trouble for stealing. Because remember, she'd been kind of stealing too. So they all just kept on living there with Geraldine in the backyard. Yeah. So bananas, right?
So bananas. I cannot even.
So I really wondered, how did Kelly hide the fact that her mother was dead from her siblings for 6 months?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, I found a statement one of her sisters said in an interview in the newspaper that was like, Kelly had just said that they had their house phone disconnected and she just always played it like Geraldine was too busy for her.
Somewhere.
She was too busy, yeah, to put her on her cell phone. Which, I mean, anyone can pull off for a while, but how long did you think you could just keep saying, Mom can't come to the phone?
6 months is probably like the time limit.
Well, it started in, they think they killed her in January. So it's like the holidays you've probably just seen her.
You could go pretty, well, you can maybe go a year. You could go till November.
Probably.
Pushing it.
Yeah.
Until you're trying to get Thanksgiving plans together, unless you're really into Easter and then you would have to come clean. So what month was this when they actually Yeah, 6 months. I think at that point, well, if you get past Easter, she probably could have gone another 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah. But wow. Right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And heartless. Like I mean, how do you just keep living?
Yeah, it's real bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So the police went back to Christian after discovering Geraldine's body and were hoping that since he had spilled his guts about what happened to Etta Jean, he would do the same in regards to what happened to Geraldine. But he didn't.
Because he didn't do it. She did it.
Well, he just did not want to talk. They went back to Kelly and basically she just pinned it all on Christian. She said she was asleep when it happened and she didn't turn him in because she was afraid she would go to prison as well. Which, by the way, they do think it happened when Geraldine was asleep. They think that he just started hitting her over the head with a bat in her bed.
But why was Kelly okay with it? Like, you don't think that she kind of planned it with him?
Yeah. I personally believe that she put him up to it.
Yeah.
She wanted him to do that because they wanted to keep collecting the mom's social security
money.
And monopolizing all her money. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it was just Christian. I think that Kelly was 100% involved.
Oh, I agree. Okay.
And where's Kelly's daughter at this time?
Okay. She was still.
She moved out?
No, she was still. I told you she was still living in the house.
Even though she's now 18.
Even though she's now 18.
I mean, wouldn't you be like, I'm fucking out of here, you crazy ass people?
I would like to give her the benefit of the doubt because she was freshly 18 and because she was she's had really bad parents.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly did admit that she and Christian had been stealing from her mother to police. And that is what, you know, the catalyst was to killing her. So Christian was charged with the murders of Etta Jean and Geraldine, and Kelly was charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
To both of them?
Yes. So Christian went to trial first, and his defense was pretty much that he was under Kelly's spell. Right? You know?
Okay. But you're 18. And you're an adult now, and so you make your own decisions.
Yes. But, I mean, you can see how that would play out. I mean, really, like, she introduced him to meth. He's been, you know, like, whatever.
Oh, I think they're just 100%. I think that Kelly is probably the worst person in this.
Yes, yes.
But, yes.
Well,
I could see that.
Yeah.
But I also think you got to make your own decisions, too.
Yes. The jury showed him no mercy. They were not buying the defense. They deliberated for less than an hour and found him guilty, and he was sentenced to death.
Oh, I was thinking that.
Well, after...
They did not give him any mercy.
No.
Wow.
I mean, it's really to bludgeon an old lady and imagine they showed those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And not for nothing. It's Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at his sentencing hearing, Christian's parents spoke and begged to have their son's life spared. They seem like lovely people. Like, my heart really breaks for them.
Man, they probably are like, what happened?
Yeah, they're very like upstanding, prominent people in the community. And I can see how, you know, like, what can you do? Like, I think they really tried everything.
They had an out of control son at 14
and
years old.
And this woman.
Because that he was dating this older woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So also, Christian happens to have been adopted. And his birth mother, who had never met him, also spoke at his sentencing and pleaded to spare Christian's life. She said she had given birth to him at 14. I'm just going to put it out there. In this case, I don't believe in the death penalty.
Okay. I think that I would probably be with you on that. Did they hold up the death penalty? Like, okay.
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. So right before Kelly's case was going to trial, where prosecutors were planning on making the case that Kelly had masterminded the whole thing and manipulated Christian into two brutal, senseless murders, she took a plea for 30 years. She should still be locked up, but she ended up ending her life by hanging herself.
Oh.
Yeah.
In prison?
Or
before?
In prison.
Oh, in prison.
Yeah. She was never released on bail. Family was pretty mad that she had buried mom in the backyard.
Grandma. Yeah.
So the average death row inmate in Texas spends about 10 years there before they meet their maker. But that is not the case for Christian. He won in the Court of Appeals to have his death sentence overturned in 2016. So he'll just spend the rest of his life in prison. Sadly, his adoptive mother, who fought so hard for him, did not live to see it. Rebecca Olson passed away while visiting a former student of hers abroad suddenly in 2015. So that is just very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, very sadly, in 2021, Kevin, Kelly's son that was just a toddler at the time, passed away in 2021.
How?
I don't know how, and I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I read things in like the obituary and stuff and like Facebook that said like, I'm glad he's not in pain anymore. So you can draw your own conclusions.
Okay. I mean, he had a hard life too.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So there is a lot of tragedy for this Cifuentes family.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Also, for the Olsen family and, you know, Etta Jean's Westbrook family. I mean, I hope the worst is behind for
my gosh,
all of them.
And okay. What about the daughter?
She is like living life.
Living.
She's doing all right. And she has a relationship with her father. Based on
like,
web sleuthing.
But she lost her brother recently.
But she lost her brother. Yeah, so I wish her well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, what? That is a crazy story, dude.
It is a crazy story. And so I would like to say, I think the takeaway from this is, or a takeaway from this is, be checking on little old ladies. If you don't see your little old lady neighbor for a minute, check on her. Okay?
And if, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
If they have their crazy family move in, don't be, you know, be like, well, I just wanted to bring y'all over some cookies or something. I need to get some eyes on grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all could do that. Elder abuse is horrific.
It is horrific. Man, I'm so sad for her. And I love that she did the pottery. Like my people.
I know.
This asshole. This comes over for a Walmart trip.
I know. And I know. I mean, it's a shallow thing, but I feel bad for the people of Oak Hollow because I can't help but think that brings their property value down.
Totally. two houses cross street from each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is they need to start putting crystals everywhere. Like do some.
Oh my gosh.
Sage. I was in, when we went to LA, we went hiking at Rustic Canyon. Mm-hmm. And there was some guy. It's very outdoors there. You know, it's just like a big hiking trail. And there was this guy with just this big, huge, you know, N95 mask on, which I was like, okay, we are outside and we're really far away from everybody, right. But okay, you do you. Mm-hmm. And he's got this sage just burning like a whole big chunk of it.
So we should all breathe it in, but you're not yes. gonna. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? This is really bizarre, but okay, I guess the spirits are leaving and you don't want to smell them.
Well, it's not my favorite.
Isn't it supposed
smell.
To be spiritual?
It is. You know, I'm really like, into smells right now. I'm
happy you still can smell.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Hello, hallelujah. You know, I enjoy the Bath and Body Works wallflower plugins.
Oh my gosh, I do too, by the way.
I am into Bath and Body Works. And let me just tell you, life hack. If you pay full price for anything from that damn store, you are stupid. Okay?
Oh, because they have like
everything goes on sales. Such the yeah. craziest sales. Yes, I got yes. a ton of it, and for like these little wallflower things for like $1.82.
When did you go? Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Okay, because I'm going today because my
follow.
Wallflowers are out.
You gotta follow. And sometimes you gotta take your ass into the damn store.
No, I'm going to the store today.
Go to the store and then just look. I don't even let myself look at anything that is not on sale in that store.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And the candles that's what I do too. Are so. I actually thought of you. They have this really pretty butterfly candle holder right now.
Yes, I have it. Or well, I had one that they had before, but I'll go look at this one.
It's so pretty. I actually want two of them for my bedroom.
Okay, maybe it's not the one that
I'm following the emails. So that I can see when it gets on sale, because I'll be damned if I'm going to pay full price.
Full price. Okay. I'm going to go look today. I'm actually, that is on my to-do list. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't checked out our subscription, our bonus episodes are on there on Apple, or you could go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. You get an extra episode every single week, where we give you breaking news, cool stories, and then once a month, Gretchy tells a crime. And you guys, this one coming up, it's all about Elvis. So
it's dominating my damn life.
We are real excited about it. And Gretchen's in the thick of it.
And
so
I discovered a crime on top of a crime.
Oh, shoot. And did you know about that place my friend Lindsay sent over?
No, I didn't. You know? I did not know. That okay, is well, amazing. We'll talk about it.
I know. We'll talk about it. So go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or if you listen on Apple, just subscribe now and you will get our bonus crimes. Also, please follow us on YouTube, Housewives of True Crime. We are on TikTok and we are also on
fire.
You know, Facebook, Instagram, we are on fire. Shit. oh my gosh. Speaking of on fire, let me tell you what happened last night.
Okay.
I turned on my fireplace because it's cold as balls here and not hot as balls. It's cold as balls. And I'm like, oh my God, it smells like gas so bad in my house. Like
that's a problem.
So bad.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Real big problem. And my husband was out of town. So I'm like, well, shoot, I think it's got to be this damn fireplace, right? And so my friend Sally was like, I was on the phone with her and she's like, well, is the flute open in the fireplace? I'm like, well, we have our fireplace on all the time. Why would it not be open? That's like weird. Sean, shut it.
Oh.
The flute.
Oh.
I was like, dude, that could have killed us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him that is like a perfect way to murder your family. go out of town, shut the flute, and come back, and they're all just dead from carbon monoxide or gas poisoning or something.
Right.
Right. I was like, what the hell, dude? He's like, oh, cold air comes in from there. So anyways, guys, PSA, check the fireplace.
Be checking.
Flute, shoot. Yeah. What is it?
It's so,
is it
a flute? Isn't that so?
It's called a shoot.
So husband-y, domestic partner, whatever, to like, if us would have done something to endanger the lives, I mean, it would have been like, How could you?
Why would you shut that?
They can do it, and it's like,
I'm the idiot.
Somehow you're the idiot for not thinking. For thinking that's a big deal.
Well, and he's like, "Well, did you just open it?" I'm like, "Yes, of course I did." After I realized that it was shut, but I have never even seen the damn thing. Like, we've lived here now for 2.5 years.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's
how that
never
works.
Been shut.
Yeah. No,
I've yeah, I didn't either. I had to like get my phone camera out and look up in the chimney, and you know, it's not a new house; it's an old house.
Yeah,
I'm like, how does this work? So, anyways, we all survived. Thankfully, we are still here, and my husband is not going to prison for murder. I was like, did you take out a life insurance policy recently?
By chance?
Yeah, by chance. I'm gonna look into that. Anyways, okay, so thanks for listening, and thank you all for subscribing to Patreon. I know we have a few new ones on there, and we appreciate you guys. So, clink, clink,
clink, clink.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.